Portal with Cowboy Matthew Easdale and special guest boy Colton Byers once again. Last week we did do Super Smash Tour, but I feel like it went pretty well. You know, we can definitely do better next time. So let's just jump into it with some new games. Matt, is there a game suggestion you have for this week?
Well, what I'm thinking is kind of like a Sea of Thieves type game where it's like open world and you go around and you're hanging out with your crew, but instead of pirates, you guys are like gangsters in like LA in the modern day. And, you know, there's like a story mode and getting to shootouts with the police. And wait, I think I'm describing Grand Theft Auto.
You know what? That's just the warm. We'll get to the next one.
That was my bad. That was just a warm.
That's a warm. Colton, what do you have for the actual game this week?
All right. Let's see. Okay. So it's a driving simulator / battle royale.
Great. Yeah, battle royale. This will be it. This will be the one.
Yeah. / cooking simulator.
Okay, yeah.
And the goal of the game is you're a food truck and you have to be, you know, the last truck standing throughout this course where you not only like race to like get the best food truck spots, but you also have to like cook the best food, and then put the other food trucks out of business.
Okay.
So it's like Overcooked / Demolition Derby.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why? But the thing I'm worried about is that we've already done Overstress, and I don't think...
And we don't want to saturate the food cooking games co-op market.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
We got to wait till next year to release that one.
Okay, you know what? Let's just... Okay, I have a little bit more of a brash idea. What if we just did a sequel, our first sequel for Boys of Vancouver? I was thinking Super Smash Tour went kind of well. We don't actually own Nintendo anymore, but what would go wrong if we just made Super Smash Tour with just like 2 instead of a T-O?
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Man.
What could possibly go wrong?
No issues here.
Speaking of seeing, do you guys see that truck outside my house?
Has David been driving anything else recently?
Oh, yeah. The one that says Nintendo on it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Colton. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh.
Oh, God.
Okay. Colton, are you good? There's...
Yeah, no, I think so.
Is that your blood? Oh, no.
I don't know. It could be yours. I wear a white shirt today.
Why did you wear a white shirt? Oh.
I didn't think I was going to get shot.
Oh, my God.
Don't you know white stains really easily, Colton?
Hold on. Let's just call somebody. How do you call an ambulance?
Oh, it's okay.
Is that 411?
No, it's okay. I brought a Tide stick. We're cool.
How do you... Okay, how do we call an ambulance? It's not 911, is it? That's the cops, right?
No.
I'm just going to call Eli.
Email?
I'm just going to call Eli. Eli, hello?
What the hell, Harrison?
Hey, Eli. Listen.
Sick. Why are you calling me right now?
Yeah, I know you turned down the podcast multiple times, but Colton just got shot by Nintendo.
And he was wearing a white shirt.
Not Nintendo, the company.
How do you wear a goddamn white shirt?
I know,
those stain easily.
They do stain very easily.
I like the way they look.
Do any of you know how to call an ambulance? I don't know the number. 911 is...
No, could police. You drive us, though?
I guess I can drive you.
Okay.
I'll be over there in like 5 minutes. 5 minutes, dude. Give me... Like, think of more video game ideas or something until I get there, all right?
Okay. You know, we'll wait out front. We'll bring Colton out front. Just watch it for Veteran Day's traffic. We'll probably have to go the long way around to the hospital. Probably not the Albany Hospital. Nobody goes to the... In town hospital.
Okay, well, I'll see you in a little bit. All right. Bye.
Yeah, see you. Bye. Click. Okay, so
maybe if we posted something on our Instagram story. Maybe then the paramedics would see that.
Yeah, because obviously the OS.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that would work. The city of Albany blocked me on Instagram for
Oh yeah.
reasons. Okay, how about you get the legs and I'll get the head and we'll just drag him out to the front yard. Okay, let's just, okay, on three. One. Okay, that's fine. I didn't say three, so it kind of psyched you out. Okay, we're just going to walk to the front. Okay, all right, where do we put him? How about the grass? Now the grass is wet. How about just the cement? Ooh, wait, Matt, do you see any, like, rocks or cement blocks to set him on? Or we'll just set him on the curb.
What?
All right, we'll just set him on the curb to lay him on.
Let's just put him on the curb.
Yeah, probably keep
put
his, like, upper body.
Down towards...
Yeah, we want to keep his, like, upper body higher.
That way, like, the slant.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we'll sit you down on one, two...
Oops.
I wasn't going to say three again. I kind of wanted to psych you out. It was like taking off a Band-Aid. All right.
Okay, well, I mean, he's underground now, so...
Colton, you good? You putting pressure on the wound?
Yeah.
It is in the middle of the chest, though. That was a really good shot. Or just, like, grasp it in pain like in a West movie, like an old Western. I think that should work.
We could go lay him down on some train tracks.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll have time for that. So we got a few minutes. So Super Smash Tour, do you guys just want to keep doing the pod?
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to shoot at us again?
Yeah, of course not. Okay, I was waiting. We're good. Okay, so Super Smash Tour, we're going to go really big with the sequel, I feel like.
I mean, obviously. This is like a AAA title now.
The last Super Smash Bros. Was that everyone is all there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this game should be no one is there. None of the characters they know and love are there.
That actually leads in perfectly because Super Smash Tour is going to be worldwide. And what's different about the worldwide, you ask? Well, there's two eyes. Because it's going to be populated by Miis, dressed like your favorite video game characters.
Oh, no.
It's just going to be that. So, yeah, you're going to go around. It's going to be very good.
I mean, yeah. The Mii fighter is obviously the best character in Super Smash
absolutely.
Bros. So everyone's going to love it.
Absolutely.
And
they're all going to have...
It's Mii Brawler.
No, it's
Mii. Oh, sorry.
It's Mii Brawler, Sword Fighter, Gunner. Those will be like the three classes. And along with all the great IPs of our guest characters like Batman Armored Edition, Sonic and Shadow in a Car, Tall Knuckles, Jesus Christ, Shrek, we're really gonna... Todd Howard and his Echo Fighter are garbage can. We just have a really good plethora of just characters to really pull on for Mii fighters. But yeah, the game is basically a series of sports events. We're gonna borrow some... I do have like some good ideas to go forward. I know that's a little bit surprising. Wait, is that Eli rolling up here? Eli, hey, we're here. We're the guy with the...
Harrison, why did you bring your podcasting equipment out here with you?
What? Well, I mean, we were already mic'd up.
Colton has clearly been shot. Get in the car.
Okay, hold on. I'll get in the back with you, Colton, okay? I'll try to, like, fireman you over. Okay. Your upper half's a lot heavier. Okay, you're gonna be upside down for a little bit. I'm sorry. It's okay. Okay, I'm getting it. All right. We're in. Okay,
oh,
Colton,
sorry.
Could
you
not take up all the back seat? All right, just move your legs a little bit, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Try not to bleed on Eli's seats.
All right. So it'll probably be like. Okay, thanks for the ride, though, Eli. You don't look as sick as you know. You sound.
I'm extremely sick, I assure you.
Okay. But yeah, thanks for the ride, though. So let's just head over to, I don't know, what hospital do you want to go to, Colton? Like Corralis, I'm good?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Alright, yeah, with the veterans, it's going to be a lot of traffic, so we'll probably just be filling the time with a good podcast. So,
okay.
Eli.
I mean, if you want to go to Corralis, you're going to gas.
Yeah, I got gas money. I get paid for this podcast.
Ever since I was deposed as CEO of Boys Club Vancouver, money's been a little bit tight, you know, so I appreciate
it. Yeah.
Now you're an Uber driver.
Yeah, we have that money. We'll pay you. Yeah, I can cover it. I'm making bank off this podcast. I don't know about you guys, but because they don't pay you guys, but yeah, I'm making good money.
We should unionize.
So back to the game. Eli, we're making a sequel to Super Smash Tour. Did you play that last week? We released that sports game last week.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been horrendously sick all week, and so I haven't really gotten around to playing the latest titles.
Okay. Well, Outer Worlds is pretty good as well. We can all agree to that. And speaking of the Outer Worlds, for Super Smash 2 or the sequel, I've been thinking that you can have... I really like how much stats you get at the beginning. Like, basically, you're good at mostly everything except for two attributes. So I do want to get into the attributes of the game, like the stats. So I'm thinking like five stats, three of them you're good at, two of them you're terrible at.
What I think we should do is revolutionize the stat system. And instead of not giving you very many at the beginning, we give you all the stats right off the bat.
And you just lose them over time.
Exactly. Over time, you just lose them.
Yeah.
That's how we make the game harder.
Or how about that have a mode to where you can, like, dope, so that way, like, oh, all your stats are good for, like, your first hour of playing. But then you very quickly go downhill in all of your stats. I do like to just... bring out the stats, though. I have a few ideas for stats, if you guys wouldn't mind. Strength and speed.
Yeah, go for it.
That's easy to quantify for your different sports. We could also have a stat just jump. I have a stat just called jump here. And that's how good you can jump, how high you can jump, how big you can jump. Is that acceptable
that
for a Nintendo
sense.
Product?
Yeah, I think that works.
Now, this is an interesting one. Humor. This is the stat. So humor is going to be this stat, because... a lot of characters are joke characters. Like, I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Connor from Assassin's Creed 3, that's a freaking joke character. Sans, that's a funny little bitch. But yeah, so basically, Luigi would be, like, top in humor. Maybe Wario with his good farts.
The height of comedy.
But yeah, that's very important. It's basically the Donald Duck effect, where you can befuddle your way through to the top of the ladder in the sports arenas. So I feel like humor and befuddlement, just slapstick all the way to the top of a gold medal. I do need like a fifth stat, though. What's a stat that represents like video game characters that can be applied to sports? Eli, do you have anything for that? Or?
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit out of it. And wait, you left it.
Well, I think the stat we really need to discuss is Eli's driving stat, because he needs to slow down, because we need to get there alive, Eli.
Colton looks all right. I mean, Colton doesn't look any paler than he usually is, so I think he's good. You're good, right, Colton?
Yeah, he's fine.
It's sound good. I'm gonna keep going this speed.
All right.
There's a speed trap up here, and a cop notices and gives us like an escort or something. Because you're right, the Veterans Day traffic is very bad.
Eli, keep your hands attended to, and use your turn signal.
I don't like them attended to. You know that attended to. I mean, 1 in 6 just gives so much more mobility.
But that's not what the manual says, Eli.
Yeah, I don't care what the stupid manual says.
Yeah, the manual can't even drive.
Actually,
guys,
I think they recommend 9 and 3 now.
I'm more of the both hands at 12 school of thought.
Hands at 12? Okay. I mean,
yeah, just put them both up there. And
I can really respect that.
Oh, driving. That's the last stat, because this is also going to be Mario Kart.
Oh, there we go.
This is basically going to be every Nintendo game in this sequel. So yeah, our stats are strength, speed, jump, humor, and driving. Okay, these are very good stats that'll apply to how I like to see the reward system. So one time we didn't define in the first game is like the goal of all these characters, of all these classic video game Nintendo characters, like Tall Knuckles and Sans. I think the perfect...
Probably about being the very best, like no one ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was thinking we just, like, kidnap their families, and that's their like motivation?
That's not far off to what I think. I think the reason why every single person is participating is they get the little smash em to lope. And then they have a chance if they win like the, you know, worldwide games, they can get a sequel, which is very hard for a Nintendo property. And that's the main goal of the entire thing. So all these characters are looking to fight for a sequel.
Right. That sounds like good incentive to me.
And the way they're going to run these challenges are they can, like, level up certain attributes. They all have a level depending on how many gold, how many medals they have. Like, a gold medal is three levels, a silver is two levels, a bronze is one level, and then a loss is zero. So it's basically attributing all these kinds of medals. Right. Or how about this? A gold medal is one level, two silver is, you know, a level. And then the main goal of the game, the secret thing, is that at level 64, you can compete in, like, the Royal Games, which is, like, the top 100 players that are at level 64. It's a Nintendo 64. That's the goof. And then that'll be, like, the main sort of tier of just, like, gameplay of just, like, it's basically every single Olympic sport at once is what I imagined the Royal Games. Like, it's just like equestrian, like you gotta go around a pool but also have to shoot all the people in the pool because shooting isn't good. You have to do like ski jumps over a pool. You have to try to basketball like on top of like three horses, possibly even box a horse. And of course it's also gonna be Mario Kart, and we're gonna have our own sort of sports as well, like Super Strikers is just gonna be Super Soccer. We're gonna have just like having a nice chair is just a sport that Reggie Fils-Aimé can't do. Luigi's gonna have talking to girls. Is gonna have many drinking competitions, as featured in the first game. Princess Daisy, just gonna outdrink everybody, including the many children participating in Smash Brothers. And then the winner. This is a pretty clever thing, I think, is that if you win like the Royal Games, like get the top spot, you get like a, I don't know, just like a medal that's... What's like a good video game medal, Colton? Like, what's like the best medal? Like, medal to be made out of metal in a video game.
Wood.
Like, material-wise? Or like...
Yeah. Like, material-wise. Like, what's a video game material that's like more valuable than gold?
Additional pylons.
So you'll get an additional pylons medal, and that will allow you to get a sequel. And by sequel, I mean you can just run around like the whole, like this is like the biggest map ever. It's going to be on Nintendo's new system, the Nintendo 69. And this will be like the biggest console of all time until Xbox and PS4 comes out a year later, because they get the timing really wrong on that.
I'm looking at this as an outsider, but I'm a little bit worried that people think a new console is going to have like some sort of sexual connotation somehow. I can't. It's just striking me that way. I don't know why.
No, it's 16.9.
Sounds pretty accurate.
It's 16.9. Did I say? Did I say the naughty one?
16.9. Oh,
speaking of 69, Eli, you are going really fast. Like, you have like hit multiple,
probably about 69 like miles an hour.
Like, it's not apparent to us now because I haven't edited in the audio of you running over things, but you have run over some actual Veterans Day patrons.
But I'm a veteran of Patrons Day. I mean, a patron.
I mean, they're
not veterans.
It seemed for it, honestly. And if you're asking me, I think Colton's life is worth at least 5 of these random strangers' lives.
I would agree.
I mean, it seems like it would have been easier to take Highway 34 rather than plowing through the Veterans Day Parade route, but I'm no expert.
Okay, I know what you're thinking, Matt. I do know that we're going to the Corvallis Hospital. Albany Veterans Day Parade is in the exact opposite direction of the Corvallis Hospital, but I honestly just didn't want to miss it. So I know we're taking the long way around, and I was using his health as an excuse to seeing the parade anyway. And I really don't care about Colton's life. It's worth.
I mean, Colton. I mean,
five strangers.
Colton is basically a veteran of the war against Nintendo. Now they have declared war by just blasting him in our own home.
Yeah, you never really fully explained that to me. What?
So we bought Nintendo last week, and
Sure. Wait, did you do that?
Well, we had enough money. We stole Fortnite's business for 2 days because they had the whole black hole event, right? So we hired a mercenary group to just at gunpoint, just to have Nintendo design a video game for us. Design, you know, like Shrek and Todd Howard's garbage can into Smash Brothers. Because the direct was kind of lacking with this latest direct, so we just had some new deals to go through. I guess they weren't happy about that though.
Ooh, oh my God, this business has gone to hell.
I mean,
Nintendo at gunpoint.
Oh yeah, by the way, we need a new CEO since Colton's gonna die. I mean, since Colton's gonna be out for...
he is the CEO right now? This is...
hospital visit. Do you want to be the CEO, Eli?
You know what, I don't want to, but the thing is, this company needs to get cleaned up. You've kind of gone off the rails since I left. I will gladly take on the mantle of CEO.
Alright, thanks, man. Is that good, Colton?
Wait, guys, I think I'm okay. I can still
Colton, no, you're gonna die.
No.
I'm surprised you're not already dead.
I
think this white...
Yeah, this is a very dirty car. I'm surprised that you didn't get any contamination.
It is not a dirty car. I don't know where you got that impression.
I'm up to my knees in tissues right now. You are very sick, Eli.
I don't like... The thing, when I get sick, I don't want to make my house all germy, so I just go out and live in a bit, and I always feel too, like, exhausted.
Wait, we're all in college. You have a house?
Well, okay, yeah, my dorm room, whatever.
Okay.
Wait, this is not my car. Wait, I don't know if you said that. This isn't my car.
I mean, I just live in the studio. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, I didn't know you lived in the studio. Wait, we have a studio?
Well, it's my garage, but
oh, that's...
I'm an entrepreneur. Bad. I can you know, make anything in my house.
Sure.
So.
Sure.
Speaking of housing, I do want to do some good housing for this sequel to Super Smash Tour, because a lot of sports games just lack like a good, stable place to just stay, because you just go off and just like get match made. No, actually, well, it's kind of a similar idea. I shouldn't say no. Because whatever character you choose, like, to represent your me in the worldwide with two eyes is going to have, like, its own, like, biome. Like, its setting is, like, if you choose Shrek as your basically deity, as many have, his swamp is going to be just, like, the village is just, like, his swamp is going to be the main locale for that there. And so basically there's going to be, like, a few sports to play there. You have to go around to different locations and play the sports that each character is associated with. Like, Luigi's place is Mario's hotel, because Luigi's Mansion 3 is just a hotel. Or you can just have, like, Grimace and his Echo Fighter, Uncle of Grimacy, and then McDonald's.
Okay, so it sounds like you guys have really invested a lot of time and energy in the planning of...
well, mostly
and
just
all our
money.
Of a Smash Tour, the sequel that has the same name as the original but spelled differently.
Yeah, there's a number in it. It's a sequel.
A lot of time and effort and careful planning into this video game. But as a CEO, we need to start exploring other properties, guys. I mean...
all the properties are in this. Like, you know what? I've completely forgot. As a sequel, we need to add more characters.
No, Harrison.
We just put more characters in it. It's a Smash Brothers game.
CEO.
We can just put more characters.
Oh, I think I know what you mean, Eli. You mean we should start looking into Super Smash Thruer, the third installment.
You clearly do not know what I'm talking about. But here's the thing. I have no reason to be opposed to using any Nintendo properties. And that's the fact that your previous CEO was shot by Nintendo, and now I'm the CEO. And I'm starting to see this may not have been a very good idea if you guys keep wanting to plan Smash Bros. Tour.
How's doing business?
I mean, it wasn't shot by Nintendo. Nintendo's just like a name of a company. It was shot by just a dude.
Yes,
or a woman.
Of Nintendo.
Women can be murderers too.
Yeah.
That's not what I...
Yeah, Eli. Women can be murderers too.
Wow.
Can you just die already?
Whoa! Jesus.
That seems a little aggressive there.
Wow, okay.
Okay,
didn't know we picked such a problematic scene.
I got a little bit fired up. I apologize.
You're right. You know what? Let's just put it... You know what? I think we're losing the method here. Let's just put it into the game. We're getting fired up. We're getting angsty. We're giving a lot of, you know, sweat. Colton's giving up some blood, or a lot of blood, depending on how you look at it.
Seems like quite a bit of blood.
I think I'm kind of running out.
You're not really losing it. You know where it is.
Oh, yeah, it's all in my shirt.
Yeah, like, your shirt's red now. It's a much better color now.
Yeah, it's a lot more fall.
I think that color looks a lot better on you.
Yeah, if you just get like a green like jacket with it, it'd be just in time for the Christmas season.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that'd
be... Or Thanksgiving. We do Thanksgiving episodes sometimes here. Oh, by the way, guys, this is the year anniversary of our entire podcast and company.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention that. Yeah.
Hey. Only almost made it a year. And we're already in a turf war.
Yeah.
We've been making pretty good progress, honestly.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm surprised Colton made it the year.
Oh, me too.
Now, back to business, I guess. I feel like we need to put a pin in Smash Bros. Tour until we either win
Smash Bros.
Against Nintendo or we strike some sort of deal. Because honestly, I do value my life. I don't want to be shot by Nintendo, which I didn't know that.
I took a bullet for this company.
Okay. You're right. I totally understand that. You shouldn't have a target on your back. Matt, would you like to be the new CEO of Voice Club Vancouver?
Hell no, I don't want to die.
That is not what I meant. I love this business. I would like to turn it around, but we need some intellectual property that we came up with.
Okay, but first we need to send you to HR after that sexist outburst implying that women couldn't be murderers.
Yeah, it's pretty problematic for 2019.
First of all, I'm pretty sure we don't have an HR department. I think there are like 5 people maximum in game development company.
No, it's okay. Colton's head of HR.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Time to break up puppets.
Oh, no. Wait, so Colton, am I good? Do I have the okay with that company? So was it?
Well, I don't know. It was, all I'm going to say is women can be murderers too. And
I agree with that statement. Can I be CEO now?
Oh, I bet you would after you've been called out for it.
I swear,
I mean, I don't
have any problematic views against the lesbian. I swear.
I think, we're gonna have I'm not...
therapy, and then I'll let you be CEO.
I'm not head of HR, so I don't want to, like, tell you how to do your job, but maybe a good, like, thought experiment to do with Eli would be, like, brainstorming ways that society could support female murderers.
Oh, yeah, that's very good.
Okay, no, I don't want to sound sexist, but I don't think society should support murder, even by females.
Whoa.
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 Okay.
I'm shocked that you are pro-murder having
Who knew the game design industry would be so problematic? Ugh.
More what we was looking for was, like, subsidizing childcare. That way women can go out and murder more.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
We can tell.
What, you don't like women getting out of the house? Ugh.
That's not what I said. Okay. Ugh. Colton, would you be any happier if a woman had shot you?
I would say, you know what? Good for her. Really getting out there.
Okay, I'm just going to shut up now. Can we just...
Yeah, good. Just focus on the road.
And also focus on the roadmap of this video game.
No, please.
Ooh, what a segue.
Ooh.
I actually didn't have any other points to bring up. It's just going to be Mario Kart and sports and racing.
That seems pretty solid.
Yes. We're done planning Smash Tour. We're done. Mario Kart is added. We got to think of something else, man. What make our own ideas?
Okay. Our own ideas.
Yeah. Come on, we can do it.
What about a Spider-Man butt in his underwear?
Wait,
that's not an original one.
No, that's not great, is it?
That's not good.
From there, and I hate to point out, Spider-Man is not an intellectual.
Wait, we didn't invent Spider-Man?
No, we didn't.
But we had that whole Spider-Dong bit available on YouTube now.
No, I'm pretty sure we made Spider-Boy, and we still had to stop doing Sued by Marvel.
Okay, how about for our own intellectual property, we do a D&D podcast?
Why not?
Oh, sorry, let me just change the radio here, sorry. That's right, boys. We're doing a D&D podcast. I'm Harrison Cordle, host of this podcast, and going to be the future host of Nat 20 Unlimited, the next hit D&D actual play podcast starring Eli Nicholas.
Hi.
Colton Byers, or a Colton Byers recreated with CGI.
Wait, what?
It's a lot easier to do on a podcast. Matthew Easdale and David Lake, who's still playing League right now. Man, it's so weird that David isn't in this episode for the anniversary. It's real
still
weird.
Bronze four. We should go shoot him.
I mean, come on. Why would we shoot David? It's not like he'd shoot any of us. But yeah, we're going to do an actual play podcast that's going to be very good, coming out in 2020. Confirmed.
Aiming high as far as production time.
Absolutely. Guaranteed 2020. Sometime during then, it's going to be a very good comedy-centric role-playing podcast where we are going to try to start a business every single arc for it to go most likely horribly.
I mean, that's pretty on brand.
So follow us on everything on that. DJ/M on Instagram and Twitter for updates on that. It's going to be a very good podcast. I'd like to thank, Matthew Easdale for just sticking with us for this podcast through some technical difficulties. Also, Colton, really doing well with our technical difficulties. Thanks for sticking up.
And I suppose his what you could call technical difficulties.
And thank you to current CEO. Thank you to our CEO, Eli, for, just giving us a good write-up. Especially through all this terrible Veterans Day traffic.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of exhausted right now.
But we can all sleep at the hospital, so. We're about to pull up, so we should probably... This might have gone too far as a podcast with Colton being shot.
Yeah, maybe. But I think what we really need to continue discussing after we end this episode is Eli's blatant sexism.
Sure, okay, it's subtle sexism. It's 2019, man.
Oh, that's true.
Alright, that's a good game. We have a good Nintendo game for you once again. Share it around if you want, or just hate the podcast if you want. Whatever. It's not like anybody writes in. Keep those game holes full, everybody, and keep those bullet holes sealed. All right, let's just try to get them out of the car. All right, everybody. All right, cool. We're good. Not
you guys got it.
We're all right. Okay, cool. On three. One, two.
Lift with your back.